This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're a unique online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that differently. We spell it CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, we are remembering an anniversary, January 17th, 1941. Now, if that doesn't ring a bell in your mind, don't worry. I just recently found out about this myself. But January 17th is the day that a Bible verse brought one of World War II's greatest leaders to tears. A single Bible verse. In fact, it wasn't even the complete Bible verse. It was a part of a Bible verse. I'll explain the story to you. It's January 17th, 1941. At this moment, the United States has not entered World War II. We were still a year away from the point at which we would jump into the war. But Britain was going through so much. The Blitz, the Battle of Britain, was on nightly. Aircraft would fly over London and drop bombs. The place was in ruins. There was the Prime Minister Winston Churchill begging for help, begging for allies who would come alongside him. Well, in the U.S., we weren't quite ready to put our full support behind him by January of 1941, but President Roosevelt sent one of his closest advisors, a man named Harry Hopkins. He was one of Roosevelt's most famous advisors. He actually lived in the White House for a period of time in the Lincoln bedroom, trusted by FDR. He was sent on a goodwill tour of England. As President Roosevelt would say, he's just going over to say, how do you do to a lot of my friends. It wasn't supposed to be an official mission. But of course, Mr. Hopkins knew what he had to do. As soon as he got off an aircraft that landed in London and later toured the country with Prime Minister Churchill, they went all over viewing the damage in England. They viewed the embattlements that were built up around the nation and troops that were training and aircraft that were training and being built. They finally ended up in Glasgow, Scotland on January 17th, where there was a state dinner that was held for Mr. Hopkins and for Prime Minister Churchill. Churchill gave a speech, and then he introduced Mr. Hopkins, and he said something very simple, very profound, and yes, very biblical. His words, Mr. Hopkins said, I suppose you wish to know what I'm going to say to President Roosevelt upon my return. Well, I'm going to quote you a verse from the Book of Books. Whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God, my God. Yes, the Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16, just part of the scripture. At that moment, he looked over and Winston Churchill was brought to tears, and he leans a little closer and said, even to the end. And that just did it. What Mr. Harry Hopkins did for Winston Churchill, in addition to bringing the scripture, he brought something that I've heard only within the last few years, the ministry of presence, the presence of an ally, a friend, a colleague, is so incredibly powerful. And to say those words from Ruth, and let me read to you the entire text. Of course, this is the moment that Ruth and Naomi, Ruth says, hey, I can't ask you to go. I'm not going to have any more children. There's no way I'm going to provide you with a husband. I'm going back to my people. You go back to your people. Ruth makes that incredible statement. Again, Ruth 1:16, I'll read 16 and 17. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Naomi, such a difficult place to be in, going back to her people, losing her husband, her sons. And these words, I have a sense. It doesn't tell us that in the scripture, but Definitely, you can imagine tears welling up in her eyes when Ruth gives her the ministry of presence. I will be with you. In fact, in Galatians 6:2, the Apostle Paul says, this is our mandate as followers of Christ. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Fulfilling the law of Christ means being there. We can't bear one another's burdens. Today, we're going to be praying and we're going to lift up a lot of burdens today. A lot of people are burdened with so much, but we can't bear with their burdens without being present with them. We need to be by their side. We need to come alongside our brothers and sisters right where they are. Sometimes we need to speak the word of God, as Mr. Hopkins did with Prime Minister Churchill, and just say, we are with you. We are here for you. That can mean so much to somebody who's hurting so much. Again, imagining Winston Churchill in that place. It would be months before the U.S. would officially give their support. It would be over a year before the U.S. would actually enter the war. And it would still be years before that Normandy invasion, when the beginning of the end, you could say, happened from the shores of Great Britain. But it did happen. And by saying those words to Winston Churchill, Mr. Hopkins said, we're here with you. We're coming alongside you. We're with you. So today, we're going to start our prayer time in a moment, but I want you to think, who do you know that needs that? Who do you know that needs your ministry of presence? You just simply coming alongside someone. Maybe it's as simple as you coming alongside and praying with someone. Maybe it's as Job's friends. Before they started speaking, they sat with Job in his sorrow for 7 days. Maybe there's somebody you know that's going through it and they need your ministry of presence today. Can you think of someone that would be brought to tears if you sat with them, maybe spoke the words of Scripture, maybe prayed, and it would bring them to tears? Maybe that's who we need to pray for today. And maybe pray that the Lord gives you that opportunity. Pray for the opportunity to provide the ministry of presence for someone. Now, by the way, in our electronic age, that could be in so many forms. It could be as simple as a phone call. Of course, it would be better if we could sit side by side or across from one another at a table somewhere. But maybe the miles are too great. Maybe it requires a Zoom call. Maybe it requires some other method that you could just come alongside somebody and say, I'm here. In your sorrow, in your pain, I'm here. Just like in the words of Naomi and Ruth to Naomi, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. Isn't that what we do with this electronic media that we have? We could be right next to you, right where you are today, and we're here for you.